A. 1. After school, we often play table tennis.
2. Every week we give our classroom a thorough cleaning.
3. We like listening to stories by Miss Winter.
4. On a lovely autumn evening, Johnny's family went out for a picnic.
5. Sometimes Mother takes us to do shopping in the supermarket.
6. Jim followed the teacher outside because he had some questions to ask.
B. 1. What are you going to do this weekend?
I haven't decided yet. What about you?
I'm going to the Science Museum with Peter on Sunday morning. Will you join us?
Well, I'll go with you.
Question: What are they talking about?
2. My car broke down again, but I've got to pick Tom up at the airport.
You can use my car.
That'll be great. It's very kind of you.
Question: What does the man offer to do?
3. What did you think of the party?
You can call that a party. The food was tasteless and the singers were just shouting.
Question: What did the man think of the party?
4. Excuse me, could you tell me the way to the Science Museum?
It's a long way to walk there. You had better take the underground. The station is just on the other side of the street.
Thank you.
Question: How will the man go to the Science Museum?
5. I'll leave around 5:30. My flight is at 7 o'clock.
You'd better leave earlier. Rush hour starts at 5 o'clock.
Question: What time is the man's flight?
6. Did you have a good time this summer?
I delivered flowers for a flower shop and made some money. What about you?
I went to the mountains with my family. I went swimming every day.
That sounds like fun.
Question: What did the man do this summer?
7. Hi, Laura. I'm looking for you everywhere. Where have you been?
Xinhua Bookstore. I wanted to buy a new dictionary for my son.
Have you got one?
The new dictionaries were sold out last Sunday.
Bad luck. But you can try next week.
Question: What does the man mean? 8. Will you be free this weekend, Bill?
Let me see. But why?
I've got 2 tickets for the classical musical concert.
Great! I'll certainly be free.
Question: What does Bill mean?
C. Welcome to Youth Radio, your radio. Here we're proud to introduce 3 amazing kids. Gina, who is 13 years old, got first prize in the Young Cook of the Year competition, and she wants to write a cooking book for kids. I want it to be fun to read and easy enough for children to use, she says. Gina learned by watching her father, who's also good at cooking, in the kitchen. She wants to encourage other children to cook because everyone needs to eat, so it's a skill that will always be useful. 17-year-old Brian used to love running until he was hurt in a serious accident 3 years ago. He lost part of one leg and didn't even expect to walk again. Now he's an athlete who has recently taken part in a long race. After my accident, I wanted to give up, he says. But now I'm happy to be alive and able to continue running. Helen has always been good at science, but she thought it was too difficult to become an inventor. Then she heard about an accident that happened when a car hit a train in her town. That gave me an idea, says the clever 16-year-old. It took her over a year to invent a small special machine that tells car drivers when a train is coming. One company is already interested in selling it, so it may be in the shops soon.
D. South Africa is seriously short of hospitals in its countryside. In many cases, people must walk for kilometres to reach the closest hospitals. But some new solar-powered moving hospitals are changing the situation. Usually, the hospitals appear to be some 7-metre-long truck. Some women will wait outside of them in the early hours of the morning. They can get free tests and check up on their health. It's important for women carrying babies. The tests will make them peaceful and give them healthy babies. In Africa, people have to travel for miles to the hospitals, so it is very important to bring moving hospitals to the people in the countryside or the people who are in need. The moving hospitals are developed by Samsung Electronics. The company has donated money to buy 4 solar-powered moving hospitals. The trucks can get their energy from the sun and can work for 24 hours a day. The company works with many aid groups, universities, and local governments to know where to put its trucks. The project is still in its starting times. Samsung hopes these trucks will reach 1 million people by 2017.